You have probably seen those ads, the few and the proud, snapping to attention in perfect dress blues. Marines are famously meticulous about their uniforms, but for more than a year, they haven't always been able to wear the ones they are supposed to. WUNC's Jay Price has more.
After touring several installations last fall, Marine Commandant Eric Smith and the senior enlisted leader, Sergeant Major Carlos Ruiz, addressed the Marine Corps in a video.
Marines, Sergeant Major Ruiz and I just came back from the Indo-Pacific. Several themes emerged from individual Marines and units as we talked to them. The first was camis. I can't get camis.
Camis are camouflage uniforms. Yes, the Marines have a uniform shortage. It started in 2022, and the problem, General Smith said, will linger until manufacturers fill backlogged orders.
Until that time, local commanders, battalions, and squadrons are authorized to use frog gear or desert camis to mitigate.
Frog gear is a special flame-resistant uniform. And mitigating, well, here are some Marines doing that. A recent training exercise with live ammunition at Camp Lejeune. One group of Marines was in their standard green woodland camouflage, but mixed in with them were others in the tan desert version. That's the mitigating. The troops in the tan uniforms were saving wear and tear on the all-important green ones, which are the regulation standard daily uniform. Lieutenant Colonel Cassandra Stanton is with their command, the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force. She said leaders of its larger units have been given flexibility in deciding which uniforms to use in a given situation.
This means they may make decisions regarding the uniform of the day at their respective units, events that may be different than the actual uniform of the day.
So why does a uniform shortage distress Marines so much they're willing to broach it with the commandant? Well, you might ask that if you haven't been a Marine yourself. A Marine like retired Sergeant Major Eric Lopez of North Lake, Texas, a 26-year veteran who served in Afghanistan and was the top enlisted Marine in an artillery unit.
We carry ourselves in a manner from day one. Once we graduate boot camp, we look good. No matter what uniform it is, we have that sense of pride.
In other words, it's part of the ethos, the whole idea of being a Marine. He says it's not that Marines are hung up on clothes. It's about doing everything right.
So having a uniform that's squared away, we put our best foot forward. We're professional. We act professional and we look professional.
No doubt, to the great relief of many a sergeant, the Marines should soon be able to look squared away again all the time. Colonel Wilfred Rivera oversees the Marine Corps' maintenance and supply policy.
As a result of the DLA efforts, the current contracts are meeting the schedule and production requirements. And as of today, our ability to supply the Corps is back on track.
DLA is the Defense Logistics Agency. Rivera says the basic problems were labor shortages and inflation, lingering effects of the pandemic. The DLA has now changed some suppliers and is paying more to cover higher material prices and the costs of hiring and retaining enough workers. Rivera says the shortage is expected to be over by the end of June, and the Corps learned some lessons from it.
Our supply chain has become more resilient, and it also helped us train like we're going to fight by allowing those commanders to be able to make decisions that allow those units to really perform for the Marine Corps and answer our nation's call.
By adding a little temporary flexibility to that starched esprit de corps. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Durham, North Carolina.